Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. We're getting ready this week to close out the books on winter. Well, here in Tucson, we've actually already had winter, and we had a week of summer, and now we're kind of settling into spring. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show. We are on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, streaming the program for you on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We post the program, trying to make this as listener-friendly as possible for you. The program is posted usually within about an hour of its conclusion to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. All of those locations you will find the Buckmaster Show, along with links now on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, and we're also on the home page of Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. We get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon. Newsmaker interview will be up first with State Representative Bruce Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler, a Democrat representing Tucson's District 10 at the state capitol, 20 minutes past the hour. Our money guy, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who kind of has a half smile. Smile was up, smile was down, reflecting the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. 30 minutes or so past the hour, Dr. Calvin Baker will join us, superintendent of the award-winning Vail, Arizona School District. What in the world is Vail doing that makes this particular district a model for Arizona public schools? That will be our lead-off question to Dr. Baker. We'll close out the show with our every other week arts report with Margaret Regan, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly and Tucson Buckmaster Show arts contributor. If you would like to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Bruce Wheeler. Bruce is former Tucson City Councilman, Democrat, state representative from Tucson's District 10. Mr. Wheeler is the minority whip in the Arizona House of Representatives. He joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Bruce, how are you today?
Bill, fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks for being with us, and I'm glad to have you today to kind of give us an update on, I guess, the 3,000-pound gorilla in the room this year, and that is the governor's request for a Medicaid expansion. Republican leadership has said pretty much this is dead on arrival. Where is this stand right now, Bruce?
Well, first of all, it is critical issue, both economically and morally. Economically, because it's going to inject $1.6 billion a year into the Arizona economy the first year and help hospitals with their uncompensated costs, which is exorbitant. And the second reason, of course, is the moral reason of adding 400,000 people to having medical coverage. I think that's really critical as well. The hospitals, Bill, in particular, are feeling the pinch. In 2012 alone, hospitals in Arizona lost $777 million due to uncompensated care. The average Arizona's bill for health insurance, those of us that have health insurance, rose approximately $1,600. So the fact that we have so many people that are not covered with health care coverage is having a disastrous effect on hospitals, their survivability, and a very expensive proposition for the citizens of Arizona. So it is critical, and I might add that Democrats are, for once, very relevant to the debate, because Medicaid expansion will not pass without the Democratic support, and we all 24 House Democrats support Medicaid expansion.
The hospital in Douglas already has filed for bankruptcy, and many in the hospital industry, Bruce Wheeler, are very worried about a domino effect that could drastically affect not only rural health care, but our health care here in the cities.
Absolutely. There is a domino effect, and it's the rural hospitals that are going to feel the first and major financial impact in the sense of just their survivability. It's really unfortunate. Hospitals in Yuma now are reporting that they're on that verge of closing and bankruptcy, which is unacceptable. So for those reasons, I do hold out hope that at some point in the governor's proposal and with a Democratic support, that we're going to eventually have the support of the Republican leadership, at least to have it heard. If it's heard, up or down vote, I'm confident that a majority of the legislators will support it.
What would you say the chances are, 50-50, that this thing will be heard?
I think that's, you know, it is the $64,000 question, like you said, and I think there is still a good chance that we're going to pass it. It's going to take a while. There are a lot of ideologues that are backed by the Goldwater Institute, a right-wing think tank up here in Phoenix, and no one seems to understand their logic or their reasoning other than it's Obamacare and its ideology. But all the chambers of commerce support the expansion. They understand the importance economically, of course, hospitals. So there are large organizations and groups in Arizona that do need it, do want it, do support it. And for that reason, I think 50-50 is probably a good place to start your bet.
Bruce Wheeler is with us, representative from the Tucson area. He is the minority whip in the Arizona House of Representatives. The Senate now has a formally approved, Bruce Wheeler, a bill which will go over to you and your colleagues in the House, allowing teachers and administrators to carry guns in some rural, well, actually in rural and some suburban schools. How do you think this is going to play in the House?
Well, unfortunately, Bill, it's probably, that one has a good chance of passing the House. Last year, we passed the Republican majority passed legislation allowing guns on campus. They passed another piece of legislation allowing people to have concealed weapons. It unfortunately did pass both the House and Senate. And again, the governor with whom he did pass both the House and Senate, and I can veto those two bills. So it probably came to the rescue and veto those two bills. So it probably has a good chance of passing in the House as well. And so, you know, I have to add, with so many problems of health care and education, the economy in this state, it really is a travesty. It's really motivated, fortunate that we have these extreme ideologically motivated pieces of legislation moving forward. I mean, we have a doctor, Eric Meyer, representative from Phoenix, the only doctor in the House, and he sits on the Health Education Committee, introduced several pieces of legislation, and not a single one of his bills was even heard. And yet we're hearing and passing all these other things that are extraneous, a diversion of time, costly because many of them go through courts and the courts strike them down. So it really is unfortunate.
Where are we in this session? Are we moving toward, do you think, like an April, end of April adjournment?
Normally, we would be looking at a month from now, another 4 weeks, but Medicaid is going to change all of that. The governor's made it very clear that she's digging her heels in. She's not going to sign legislation until she gets what she wants. So we just don't know how long that whole scenario is going to play out. But, I mean, she said if she has to, she'll call a special session in July, as she did in 2010 to pass the 1 cent sales tax. So she's committed. She's, like I said, digging her heels in, and that's what she's saying, and we believe that she will. So right now, she does have the upper hand.
Coming up now on 12:13 on the Buckmaster Show, and we have Bruce Wheeler with us, state representative from Tucson, and we have Charles on the phone. Charles wants to make a quick comment or question for you, Bruce Wheeler. Go ahead, Charles.
Sure.
Go ahead, Charles.
Quick question for Representative Wheeler. Seeing how that bill allowing teachers and school officials to be armed is only in rural places where, by definition of the law, they'd be more than 20 minutes from law enforcement help, the position you're taking has the effect of saying that it's not moral to protect our own children. How do you justify that position? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Well, Charles, I respectfully disagree with you. We do have a moral obligation and every other type of obligation to protect our children. the first ones that are going to tell you that that 20-minute interval or 5-minute or whatever it is really chaotic are police associations and police departments across the state, sheriff's departments across the state. They all say when they respond to these shootings and they arrive at the school, they don't have the foggiest idea of, in the midst of all the confusion and turmoil, they see a person with a gun in his or her hand. They have no idea if that person is the shooter killing kids or the teacher trying to defend kids. So it just really it makes it worse, in my opinion, and in the opinion of law enforcement, to allow that, because it just doesn't, it confuses the matter much worse and compounds all the confusion that surrounds these incidents.
All right. Bruce Wheeler, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you. And Charles, thanks for your question. Appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Thank you very much. Coming up on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman is next with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Stay with us.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're?
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peet.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Shelley Fishman is the gentleman that we consult with here on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley, good to see you.
Bill, good afternoon.
The island of Cyprus has been pushed into the news, into the headlines. A strange financial story.
Yeah, Cyprus, first of all, is part of the Eurozone. And Cyprus is a very small country, fewer than a million people. But it has set itself up kind of uniquely as a tax haven for money. So that the very largely foreign-based and non-European-based depositors are using Cyprus to essentially backdoor their way into the Eurozone economy. And so the politics around that are pretty substantial. And so Cyprus is something of a unique situation. And when their banks got into trouble because they don't issue bonds, they survive on their depositors' funds. So they recycle the depositors' funds. When they got into trouble, European finance ministers saw it as a way of slapping Russia on the wrist. And that's what's going on here. And now I saw just on the news, it came by that the Cypriot Parliament has rejected the proposal. So they're going to have to find something else to do.
How can they do that, though?
Well,
can they take 10% like that?
Well, the European Union couldn't do that, mm-hmm. and the World Bank couldn't do that. They simply made the recommendation. It was up to the Cypriot government to do it, and they have now said no.
And the markets in this country react. I mean, we had a drop off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was some reaction because of all of the news reports that said, well, if you can do it to Cyprus, you can do it to Greece.
Could it happen?
I
mean,
there?
I've heard commentators saying, well, could this happen in our country?
Well, you know, Bill, I had a client call last week who wanted to know if she should take her money out of the credit union and put it in either gold bullion or something like that, because she had heard on one of these websites that the government could come and take her deposits out of the credit union. I mean, there's so much of this garbage, you know, sitting out there in the ether that the propensity of certain, you know, groups and people to just want to scare people is really alarming.
I'm sure you set this woman.
You know, I use language with her that I don't normally use with either a client or a member. I said, this is nonsense and you need to ignore it.
How are we doing other than Cyprus?
Well, we're doing pretty well. I mean, Cyprus definitely on Friday and yesterday had somewhat of a, you know,
chilling.
A chilling. Good word. A chilling effect. But we're up in positive territory today. Yesterday we were pretty neutral. We're up. The Dow is up 10.5% for the year. 7.5% on the Nasdaq. We're in good shape. And we have talked about the fact that we can't maintain that speed of growth in the markets month after month, week after week. There has to be a slowdown. The markets always, you know, when they get oversold, markets look for an excuse to pull back. And, you know, Cyprus might be a great excuse. And so things slow down a little bit and flattened out. I do think that one of the nice things about yesterday was money that was flowing out of the equity market was flowing back into the bond market. So there was nice liquidity or fungibility between the bond and the equity market yesterday, which for me said things were working normally.
We have the budget, the federal budget. I wonder, we've talked about this before, the discounting already on Wall Street that eventually there's going to be a deal.
Yeah, I think Wall Street is seeing it as just more posturing, and that the economy. I mean, today we had new housing starts numbers and housing demand. I mean, the economy is just so poised to take off that it just seems crazy that anybody would want to slow it down. And I don't think it can be slowed down. I think that even if this budget battle stretches on into the end of August, beginning of September, that you're going to see much better numbers in the economy than anybody was forecasting at the beginning of the year.
And this is part of the reason you had such an optimistic prediction coming into the year. I think you were up at 14%,
and I'm sticking with that number for now. And more importantly, in my analysis, was taking a look at where I thought GDP growth was going to go, where a lot of people were saying, you know, just around 2 or maybe a little bit less. I'm thinking it's going to be closer to 2.5 or 3, and that tells me the market is going to be some multiple of that, typically about 3 times that. So I'm looking at good GDP growth. We've already seen nice movement downward in unemployment, and I'm thinking that unemployment is not going to be at 6.5%, but I think we'll be just over 7.
Caller who did not want to go on the air with Shelley Fishman, nothing against Shelley, just didn't want to go on. But the caller wondered if Shelley would answer this question. If the government were to allow drilling or more drilling on federal lands, opening it up, would that improve the economy?
Long term or short term would be the question. So let's take a look at short term. It could create jobs. Long term, it could have an effect of, you know, there are environmental effects. There are all sorts of effects that doing more drilling on federal lands could cause. I think that right now the path that we're on, which is to allow a lot more drilling on private lands, where, you know, right now we're producing more petroleum, more crude domestically than we've ever produced before, that in addition to the fracking of natural gas and the picking up there, the idea that you begin to convert coal and petroleum-based energy production into natural gas is a nice transition. So you can't just let things run wild. If you do, of course, then there's no direction. If you believe, as I do, that you need to have a direction as we get away from fossil fuels and into alternate energy sources, this is a pretty good way of getting there. And, of course, the thing is not only reducing fossil fuels but gaining energy independence on the way. And so that's a long way of answering the question. I'm sorry, but
Shelley, what are you telling the investors here quickly?
I'm telling the investors to stay the course right now, that accepting a little bit more risk into their portfolios makes a lot of sense. More of the normal kind of allocations that we were used to back 10 years ago, and ride this economy for a while, because I think it's going to be a fun ride at least through the end of maybe the middle of 2014.
What's the best way to reach Shelley Fishman?
By going to the Bill Buckmaster Show website and hitting the link to me.
buckmastershow.com. We'll put you right in touch with Shelley. Thanks, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
Gun control measure the Senate will begin debating next month. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she's been told by the majority leader that instead of being included in the measure, the ban will be offered as an amendment. Applications for gun permits have jumped in Newtown, Connecticut, since the school massacre there revived the national debate on gun control and led to worries about new restrictions. Investigators will be looking into what went wrong during a training exercise in Nevada's high desert last night. A mortar shell explosion killed 7 Marines and injured a half dozen others. It happened at the Hawthorne Army Depot, which is used by troops who are about to be deployed overseas. On Wall Street, at last check, the Dow was down 22 points, the NASDAQ is down 17, and the S&P 500 is down 7. This is SRN News.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Coming up on 12:37 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, this portion brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Hike along the Continental Divide Trail, visit historic Pinos Altos, or check out the world-class collection of Mimbres pottery at the Western New Mexico University in historic Silver City. Lots of great places to stay, including Bear Creek Cabins, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Pinos Altos Cabins, and Ridge Park RV Park. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, and I urge you to do so by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Joining me in studio now on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Calvin Baker. Dr. Baker has been the superintendent of the Vail School District since 1989. He supervises the leadership of the 16 schools in the district, and it is a district that has been named by Mr. Hoopenthal and the Arizona Department of Education as Arizona's top public school district in the state. Dr. Baker, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What is the secret? What are you guys doing right in Vail that others could learn from? What has made you so successful?
Well, everybody would love if we could come up with this magic ingredient or silver bullet or thing to just pull off the shelf and plug in and fix everything. But the reality is that our success is based on a whole web of efforts. Probably just two things very quickly. One is that we have been very, very intentional about engaging our community. We believe very strongly that it's virtually impossible to have a great community without great schools, and conversely, it's almost impossible to have great schools without a great community. So we work so closely with our community. And then secondly, we are fortunate that we've got some people who've developed a very structured instructional program that works. And though. We're plugged into our community, and we have a very specific instructional plan that we consistently implement.
A few years ago, your program, your district, made national news about the computers on school buses, so there was never any downtime for the kids. Has that been successful for you?
It has. We have we don't have it on all of our buses, but we have it on our longer bus runs, and we have it on our buses that take students on long sports or athletic trips, and they can continue to do their homework while they're on the bus.
How about Tucson area schools preparing for these tougher education standards, the new rigorous Common Core education standards? Is the Vail District already on board and ready to go with all of that?
We are very aggressively and intentionally making the transition to Common Core. And we have our instructional program, we have digitized into a program that we call Beyond Textbooks. And that program also has a wiki that allows teachers to share their lesson plans and their resources. We have now 70 districts across the state that pay us a subscription fee. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because we, on that digital platform, are transitioning our standards and our calendars for when you teach those standards all to the Common Core format, and helping to guide transition not just in Vail but in those 70 partner districts.
So you're sounds like Vail is ready to go with these. You think they're a good idea, the Common Core standards?
Well, let me say that we are. I don't know that anybody really knows for sure that they're ready to go, because we don't know the tests yet, but we're moving that way very aggressively and quickly. Is it a good thing? We're optimistic, or we're on board with the Common Core because of two reasons. One, because it is common across many more states than the Arizona standards were, it's going to allow us to compare our students in our schools, not just in Arizona, but across the country. And secondly, Common Core is going to require that students go beyond learning specific standards and specific skills, but be able to weave those together to apply them to a problem. And our business leaders say that's the change that they would like to see in their future employees.
Calvin Baker is with us. He's superintendent of the Vail School District. And, of course, math is part of those Common Core curriculum. And trying to find enough math teachers in this state is a huge challenge, isn't it?
It is. And we compete directly with private industry when it comes to math teachers. Many districts are now offering an additional salary stipend for math teachers, small one, but we could always increase that, but the problem is that means that we then have to take money away from other teachers who are doing a great job, and we're just struggling with resources because our revenue has been reduced significantly over the last 4 or 5 years.
The bill that was in the legislature that I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but it talked about increasing 20 days of instructions on the school year. What do you think about a longer school year?
Well, a longer school year is great if the right instruction is occurring. Doing more of what is not necessarily effective isn't helpful. In Vail, we have an extended school calendar. So we actually start our school year in July, and then we take a 3-week break in the fall and a 2-week break. In fact, we're on that break right now. And we use those breaks to target students who we know, because of our very intentional testing programs, are behind on learning specific standards. And we teach those specific standards to those specific students during those breaks. And we find that to be far more effective than the traditional or the former way of doing it, waiting until summer to try to catch up. We catch kids up during the year.
So you're still using the same...
Same number of days.
It's just you've broken the calendar up into a more non-traditional way.
Right. And students who are behind in learning standards actually do get far more than 180 days because they're going to school during those breaks.
You know, getting back to my first question at the top of the interview about what makes Vail so special, does it help? I know you're next to a huge district like TUSD, which has certainly had its challenges and has its challenges. How important is it to be a smaller school district with perhaps less oversight as a big school district?
Being smaller certainly makes it easier to guide change. And probably more significant is that Tucson Unified, as you referenced, they have to answer to desegregation guidelines. They have significant restrictions on a lot of the funding that they get for Title I and other federal programs. And so it just makes the whole operation a lot more complex.
Calvin Baker, thank you and congratulations for what you have done as superintendent of the Vail School District. And keep up the good work, I guess is the word, right?
Hey, thank you
Thanks
very
a
much.
Lot. Calvin Baker with us on the Buckmaster Show. We have Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, up next. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the arts. She joins us every other Tuesday. She's up next.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These gypsy jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The bi-monthly Art Report with Margaret Regan is brought to us by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run. Since 1985, Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How's it going there?
Going very well. I know you love dance, and you've got two dance stories in the weekly this week.
I do. One of them is pretty exciting. The Limon Dance Company is coming to Centennial Hall Sunday night. Jose Limon is one of the founding artists of the whole modern dance movement. Really spectacular choreography, really innovative. He's been dead for many years, but his company has soldiered on, and they're doing two of his pieces, and they... to try to keep a balance, they do commission new pieces, too. So we're going to see a brand new piece created by a Brazilian choreographer. And Limon's most famous piece, the Moor's Pavon, in which he himself used to dance the part of Othello. But what's really interesting for us here in Tucson is that Jose Limon lived in Tucson as a child.
Wow.
For about 8 years. His family fled the Mexican Revolution in the early part of the 20th century. And he says he came here and he knew nothing but Spanish, and he, had a rough adjustment. So it's interesting. He feels that he always felt that that influenced him his whole life, the feeling of exile.
That's going to be quite a show at the Centennial Hall on Sunday night, Limon Dance Company. And then there's another outdoor performance coming
up.
Yeah,
how fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sapphos Dance Theater, which is a small, modern company that has kind of a Latino bent. The artistic director, Yvonne Montoya, here in Tucson, told me that she really was hoping to do a kind of more interactive piece where there isn't that fourth wall separating the dancers from the audience. So they're going to be performing in the garden at the House of Neighborly Services, which is a community center in South Tucson. She tells me in one piece a dancer will be up in a tree.
Wow, that should be something to look forward to. You have been very busy, not only writing about dance, but art. You have an art review this week in the weekly.
Yes, I do. I had three stories this week, so I've been working very hard, Bill.
Oh, yes. This is the 8th Annual Encaustic Invitational at the Conrad Weil Gallery at 6th and 6th downtown. It's always a fun show.
Oh, yeah. This gallery really specializes in encaustic painting. And a lot of people don't really know what that is. And I talked in my story about how Miles Conrad, the gallery director, really has educated Tucsonans about this extremely versatile medium. you know, it can be used as paintings, it can be made into sculptures and everything in between. And the works are some of them very beautiful, some of them austere. But my favorite one was a really fun piece called The Enchanted Broccoli Forest.
Broccoli trees in caustic style.
Yeah, it's a little forest of plastered trees covered by bright green and caustic paint. It was really a fun work. It's inspired by the famous vegetarian cookbook of about 30 years ago of the same title.
Margaret Regan with us, our bimonthly arts report presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing Interior Design Center, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. How about theater? What do we got going on?
Well, we have a great big show opening Thursday night downtown at the TCC, Wicked. A very, very popular Broadway musical, won all kinds of awards on Broadway.
And, off to the Land of Oz.
Yeah. Now, I've never seen it, but I am going Thursday night. I bet you are, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So the story is, what was going on in Oz before Dorothy dropped in? We're going to learn all about the backstory of the two witches. You know, Glinda, the good witch of the East, and... what's the name of the Wicked Witch of the West? I forget her first name. Maybe she never had one. The one who was performed so memorably in the famous movie, The Wizard of Oz. Anyway, it's going to be about how these two young women become witches for both good and evil in the Land of Oz.
That's our 2.5-week run, Tucson Music Hall, the traveling show presented by Broadway in Tucson, Wicked. Music, we have another event at UA Centennial Hall, and that is... this Friday night.
Yeah, I think this sounds really interesting. Underground Railroad, An Evening with Kathleen Battle. She's you really need to call her a superstar soprano. I mean, Kathleen Battle is renowned on the opera circuit. But she's developed this really interesting show of the old, what they called Negro spirituals, you know, the old songs that were generated by the slaves back in slave days. And this whole program, she's singing these spirituals, which, you know, are gorgeous pieces of music. And they're all arranged around the theme of the Underground Railroad, which is, you know, of course, the route by which escaped slaves made their way to the North.
That should be an outstanding show. It's Friday night again at UA Centennial Hall, and our friends over at Tucson Winter Chamber Music Festival, that's running through Sunday at Leo Rich Theater, so there's still time to check that out.
Yeah, it began on Sunday, this past Sunday, and it ends this coming Sunday, so there are many concerts. We're having the Shanghai String Quartet. We're having cellist Peter Raito as the artistic director. 13 musicians in all. These are really, really outstanding performances. And if you go to their website, you can find out how to catch their free open rehearsals as well.
Our congratulations to Jean-Paul Bierney. He's kind of been the driving force behind the Arizona Friends for Chamber Music. This is their 20th anniversary festival and certainly is worthy of the support of the Tucson community. We have movies, a movie festival.
A gigantic movie festival, Tucson Cine Mexico. A festival of film. We're going to be seeing, I don't know, maybe a dozen films from Mexico, both documentaries and feature films in various parts of town. Most of them are at the Harkins Theater down on in southwest Tucson, the one you can see right off I-19. It's very contemporary film. It's presented in conjunction with the U of A's Hansen Film Institute, which really does a great job in the community, sponsoring these festivals of movies that we're not going to see otherwise. So that should be really fun. That goes Thursday through Sunday.
You were kind enough to send along the some of the featured films, and some of these are really internationally renowned, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was just reading about the first one about a potter, an indigenous potter in Mexico, a documentary about her and her struggles to use materials that don't cause illnesses, because as you know, a lot of those kinds of chemicals that artists use are bad for us, bad for the earth, and it's about her efforts to switch over to more earth-friendly materials.
Margaret Regan, always a pleasure, and thank you for telling us about all these activities going on with the arts. As usual, another very busy couple of weeks, as they say, a fortnight, a busy fortnight.
That's right.
Margaret, thanks. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Billy.
Thanks a lot. The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We really like Moe for all of our framing needs. He's been doing the Buckmaster household frames for many, many years. This is a family-run organization since 1985. They've got some great art over there as well, not only the picture framing, and they do the hanging services and hanging systems. Mo does make house calls. You can check out the gallery and find framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We thank Mo for his support of the Buckmaster Show Arts Report and our Monday Political Face-Off. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. Our thanks to Culligan. All of our guests who come to our in-studio appearances are presented with a bottle of Culligan water. They're very happy to get it. We're happy to give it. And we thank Culligan for their support. It's pretty simple why the Culligan water is so popular, folks. It just simply tastes better. John C. Scott, our friend, comes up this afternoon from 3 to 5, the Dean of Local Talk, and then our friends Chris and Joe with the Wake Up Tucson show. That is from 6 to 8. Lots of local talk here on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much for spending an hour with us this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back to do it on Wednesday at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030.